They got a picture of President Truman dancing with Drew Pearson. But I'll never forget last April Fool's Day, while I was walking down Vine Street, I saw a derby and kicked it. Was I embarrassed? There was a restaurant underneath. And I played a wonderful joke on Paramount last year. I stormed into the office, pounded on the desk, and demanded that they tear up my contract. You know that Scotch tape is a wonderful thing? And last April 1st, somebody sent Phil Harris a bottle of Taboo with a bourbon label on it, and he drank it. He's now with Phil Spitalny, billed as Evelyn and her fragrant tonsils. And a couple of days ago, I got a note that said, "Dear sweetheart, meet me tonight on top of Mount Baldy," signed Jane Russell. I knew it was a trick, and only an idiot would have fallen for it. An eagle told me when I got up there.
Hollywood, California.
Laurence Olivier and Jane Wyman were crowned king and queen of the movies this week as Hollywood presented its annual Academy Award. Yes, sir, and Jane Wyman won it for a role in Johnny Belinda. And it's amazing because in that entire picture, she didn't say one word. Yesterday over at Paramount, they were measuring my mouth to see how many stitches it would take. The English won so many of the Academy Awards.